Blackstone Audio presents Stirring the Pot with Benjamin Franklin, A Founding Father's Culinary Adventures by Ray Catherine Amy. This book is read by Pam Ward. For Jack, Jonah, Justin, and Nick. To inquisitive minds like yours and mine, the reflection that the quantity of human knowledge bears no proportion to the quantity of human ignorance must be, in our view, rather pleasing. Viz., that though we are to live forever, we may be continually amused and delighted with knowing something new. Benjamin Franklin, letter to his friend Jan Ingenhus, September 2, 1786. The Book of Nature is a very large and comprehensive volume, and notwithstanding no small part of it has been unfolded and exposed to our view by learned and ingenious men of this and many other countries, yet it still contains abundantly sufficient matter to exercise our talents upon, and which justly ought to excite our curiosity, and encourage us to proceed with vigor in our endeavors to bring to light what is at present concealed from our eye. George Parker, Earl of Macclesfield, in a speech awarding the Royal Society's Copley Medal for Outstanding Achievements in Research in Any Branch of Science, to Benjamin Franklin for his work with electricity, November 30, 1753. Introduction. Benjamin Franklin's culinary adventures were as unlimited as his curiosity, scientific imagination, and inventive genius. He was a vegetarian. Well, for a while. He cooked his own breakfast and then reformed the eating habits of a group of young English printers.